This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose. We did not get to put out an episode last week because we were busy, but a lot of people got, or a lot of the girls got sent home. So last time you heard from us, I believe there were about 10 girls. And then we're talking to you now with four girls and heading into hometown. So it was a quick cut from 10 to four.
Yeah.
And this week, it all starts off with, like I said, the hometowns. And if you paid attention to last season with Tayshia, the hometowns are within the resort, within the hotel. Yep. So they don't get to actually go home. But to start off the hometowns, we start with Michelle. And on Michelle's, she has present her mom and her dad. And the date starts off with them biking. It's really cute. And they continue to grow their relationship. And then what I loved, and it was so different because, you know, the environment we're in now in the pandemic, but Michelle was sort of able to conduct her class in a way, and all the little kids were on Zoom and they were asking Matt the hard-hitting questions, and I just thought it was so funny and so cute, and it gave him the opportunity to see, you know, who she teaches and like what's her sort of everyday like with these kids.
I thought it was perfect for just the year that we've been in, because normally, like, when they do hometowns, we've seen in the past, like, and not even just teachers, like sometimes the contestants will take them back to like their high school or the middle school or whatever, and you'll meet like kids in person. And this was just perfect because obviously, like, we haven't, you know, the past year, a lot of schools aren't in person. So, and I'm sure before this happened, she was doing Zoom with her, you know, her kids. And yeah, it was great. I think it just showed Matt like how much of an impact that Michelle has made on them. And that those students just truly, truly love her, which is great. I mean, everyone always remembers a teacher that like impacted them. And you can tell that like those are the good, she's clearly a good person outside of, you know, this show.
And these kids were asking the best questions, and I just remember some of them. One of the kids was like, "Is that your boyfriend?" to Miss Michelle. Yeah. And then somebody asked, "Are you going to get Miss Young a rose?"
Yeah.
And then what I thought was really funny was when one of the kids asked if they've kissed yet. And Matt was like, "No, we're just on a holding hand basis right now," which I thought was so funny. I was never for Michelle and Matt, but in this moment and watching this episode, I was all for them. And outside of the show, I could genuinely see them together.
I really like Michelle, and I think her and Matt look great together. They would make a great couple. However, I selfishly want her to be the next Bachelorette because I think that she would be a great Bachelorette. Yeah. It gives us another Bachelorette of color. She's just like, from day one, you could tell she was just a very sweet girl. She didn't care about all the drama, the extra stuff. Like, I think I would love her to be or Brie would be a great Bachelorette, I think. And that way they can keep, you know, the continue this different routine of always having a white Bachelorette or Bachelor. But then we got to see a little bit of her parents, and her parents were adorable all over social media. I saw people were loving her parents. And I think that this episode showed us truly that Michelle is like absolutely in love with Matt. Like, you can tell she is very much in love with Matt. I don't think I felt the same. I don't think Matt feels the same towards her that she feels. Like, I don't think they're on the same level, but I do feel like this episode made it very clear like where Michelle's heart is.
And the conversations both Matt was having with her parents and she was having with her parents, you could just tell, I guess, I'm trying to think of the word to say, but the differences between the way they talk about each other. He's a little held back. He's a little held back when it comes to like expressing her feelings for her. But then Michelle's all for, you know, saying how much she loves him and how much she's falling for him. And I think that's a telling tale of where Matt is going in terms of their relationship. But I do definitely think it grows stronger within this episode, mm-hmm. because he does get to meet the parents. He does get that experience with the kids, but it's going to come down to, is it enough?
Yeah. And I think, because we already saw in a couple episodes ago, Rachel has already told Matt that she's falling for him. So I think in this episode, Michelle and Bree both, we finally hear them say that they're falling mm-hmm. for Matt. So that was like, obviously just tied it all together that we could just tell, like, okay, Michelle is definitely like in it for the long run. But yeah. after that date, you know, I will say this episode was, you know, very boring to me. I don't really think that a lot came out of these dates, but we did see, we moved on to Rachel's, and Rachel decided to take Matt skydiving, which was really cute. And it should, usually it's the guy taking the girl. So you could tell that mm-hmm. she was like very adventurous. She blindfolded him. She wanted it to be a surprise. And she completely face planted, full body forward into the ground on her landing after Matt landed like a couple seconds mm-hmm. before her. And oh my God, I felt so bad for her. But
it was a pretty bad fall.
Very and bad. The like, guy, when I watched it, yeah, I was
the
like,
guy's young.
Yeah.
And then you look at sort of like the trees in the background, you can tell like it was a little windy. So I wonder if that affected the fall. And as I'm talking about it, I see this video of it, and they just come down at a horrible angle. Yeah. And what sucks is that she like is the first one to hit. So she hits the ground and then he hits her right after. So I feel like as the instructor, you have to turn to be the one to hit the ground first, especially on a show like this, like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And a lot of people money on the line.
Yeah. Oh my God. I felt so bad. Like you could tell that like the first thing that I thought, and she did say it to Matt, was she ate dirt. Like her whole face went right into the dirt.
Oh yeah.
But I do think like, even though it was so horrible to watch because I felt so bad for her, I think that that was the moment where I always knew Matt really liked Rachel, and you could tell he continued to show his feelings, but that mm-hmm. was like, wow. Like he had Rachel in tears. He was like, oh my God, I thought I was going to lose you. Like you could tell he wanted to be like, I love you. Like thought he lost her. And
I think he's already said it too, right?
He didn't say that he loves her. He said that when she told him, I'm falling for you, he said, I feel the same way. So he mm-hmm. said it without saying it.
Yeah. And I was like, I mean, I give Rachel credit, like, hitting the ground like that, I feel like if this was any other person, they'd be, I don't mean to come off wrong with this, but like they'd be in tears.
They'd
like
make a scene out of it.
That's a hard hit. Hard hit. I think I would be in tears.
Yeah.
Because she just smashed the ground, but she was a champ, so I give it to her that. Mm-hmm. But you saw Matt run, and that's where I was like, he loves her, and you can tell their relationship is so much more progressed than the others.
Way more.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to add, the car that she pulled up in to pick up Matt was baller. I thought it was such a cool car. It was sort of like a sports car, and it was like half of a PT Cruiser. I'm not sure the exact model of it, but it was really nice.
Yeah, it was a cool car. They had a couple different, we see in Bree's date too.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh yeah,
I think this whole season they've had a lot of cars uh-huh. besides the minivan, some cool cars. But like we said, you could clearly tell that Matt was very in love with her. We got to Rachel introduce Matt to her mom, dad, and sister, and mm-hmm. I think that her dad, you could tell, like was not about it. He's very skeptical. Mm-hmm. I don't think he believes in this. I wouldn't say he didn't like Matt. I just think that he was like, this is stupid. You guys just met each other. But Rachel was very confident. Like, I was actually pretty shocked that when her mom was asking her questions, I think her mom said, like, do you think that he feels the same way towards her? Yeah. And usually people are like, yeah, but I think he also, like, she was like, oh yeah. Like, he definitely, I'm confident in myself. Like, I think it's going to mm-hmm. be me at the end. Like, she was set. She didn't mm-hmm. hesitate at all.
Yeah, she said something along the lines. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was something that she was sort of like what you were saying, but her mom asked her a question and she pretty much said that she thinks it's her in the end.
Yes.
And that it's her and Matt, which, I mean, we are starting to see with their relationship. Mm-hmm. And obviously,
but I still feel like you have to have some doubt when there's still three other girls.
Yeah. There. And that's something that's like, we see, like, not always, or I guess it depends, but like sometimes The Bachelor shocks you and they pick somebody that you just didn't expect. You, like, the girl might have thought they had the best relationship going, but he had a strong relationship with somebody else.
Yeah,
but
I forever, they do, to this day, I that's how I feel about. I think that the whole world was shocked when Ben Higgins picked Lauren and not JoJo. Yeah. Like, I think everyone literally thought it was her.
Yeah, especially after saying that he loved JoJo, and, you know, I think JoJo thought it was her, and she talked about that in her season a lot, that she thought it was to be her in the end, because he said, I love you back. Yeah. And we, as the viewer, we've seen that he's probably expressed his feelings the most for
Rachel. Yeah, I agree.
But following Rachel's date, we had Bree. She was the third hometown sort of date, and the people who came for her was Bree's best friend, her mom, and her little baby sister. I'm starting to really like Bree, and I don't know if it's her and Matt in the end of this, but I do really like her. And so she picks up Matt in a Jeep Wrangler, beautiful Jeep Wrangler. I think it was 2020. I was like a neon green sort of, very nice. And they go, I'm not sure the exact word for it, but like mudding.
Go off-roading.
And I was not cringing, but like I was like, oh, they're getting this car so dirty.
Yeah.
And it's so nice. And
but that's
so
what you
nice.
Do with Wranglers. Like, that's the whole point of them. You're supposed to go off-roading and mudding. I was like, this is awesome. If I were mad, I'd be like, she's a boss. Like, she said that she used to do it growing up. Like, she knew exactly what she was doing. And Matt looked like he was scared that she was gonna like flip the car over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's from I think San Francisco. I feel like that's not really a San Francisco. I don't know much about the city, but it's not much of a San Francisco thing to do. I feel like, so it kind of surprised me that like she had that side to her, but I love it. I really am starting to like Bree and her connection to Matt.
I think Bree is like absolutely stunning. I was telling when I was watching last night with Brendan, I was like, her and Matt look great together. Like, they look-wise would be a perfect couple. But honestly, I hope to see her on Bachelor in Paradise, because I think that she is totally a Hannah G, where she is absolutely stunning. She's so sweet. And she deserves all the guys to fight over her in Bachelor in Paradise, like Hannah G did or had. And I just feel like Matt, her and Michelle just... I feel like their feelings are higher than Matt's are for them. Like, I don't, I just don't see what I see with Matt and Rachel that he shows them.
Yeah.
Like, I think Bree really is falling for him, and I don't think he feels the same.
I agree. I feel like, kind of like what I mentioned before, that he sort of holds back with them, where he doesn't hold back as much with Rachel. And I think it's a telling sign just where his head may be at and where it's going. But I do think him and Bree, well, in terms of like who's like in second right now, in terms of where Matt's head's at, I do think maybe Bree would be right behind Rachel. And I think it could be him deciding over her and Rachel in the end. And
yeah, I could see that. I personally think that, because he picked Michelle first in the final three roses, like those three roses, he didn't have to send anyone home. And I think Michelle and Rachel will be the bottom two, because I think Bree, he chose her last because she was probably the one that was going to go home if Serena didn't back out. But I do agree in the fact that I think it should be Bree and Rachel, because I think those two are the strongest. But like, realistically, after watching the show and just over the years, I think that it's Michelle. But anyways, Bree he like talks to her mom and stuff, meets the baby and everything. And like, I know he had said that he liked seeing her like with the kid and kind of seeing like what their life would be like. And again, I don't really feel like anything crazy came out of it. Maybe because there weren't a lot of dads. Like Michelle's dad was very sweet.
Yeah.
And then you got Rachel's, who was kind of drilling him. But I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like it was a lot of drama or anything. What's it called? She does, like we said before, tell him that she's falling for him. He doesn't, I mean, he says, thank you. I think he's like, thank you for telling me that. And I think that was like her finally being open with him. He says that
a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He says it a lot. And it's, once again, another telling sign. I don't feel like Matt handles situations well, or he doesn't really know what to say.
No, I think he's extremely awkward.
I agree. Go on.
I was just gonna say, I don't find him like there are seasons where you're very intrigued, and then there are seasons where I'm bored, and he is boring to me. He doesn't bring, and it's not mean, it's just like, I think that he's a very like, not an introvert, but he's just not like, I don't think he's meant to be on the cameras. And I don't think they realized that before booking him. And once they announced him, it was like, you can't go back from that when he's the first Black Bachelor. But like, he doesn't bring anything to the table when they're on dates and stuff. Like, I feel like the conversation, like, I feel like if I was on the show, it would be silence unless the girl is like chatting up a storm. Like, he just doesn't, he's awkward. Yeah. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm bored.
Yeah, and he always makes, which bothers me, the same exact staring face whenever somebody is talking. He's like,
he looks bored.
And it's like, he looks bored, and he like looks like he's just not into it.
Yeah.
But following Bree's date, we get the fourth and final hometown date, which is Serena P. And one, the people that come for Serena and her family was Serena's mom, Serena's dad, and her sister. And this date was, it was definitely interesting, but it first started off with Serena sort of showing Matt her
country pride in a way. Teaching him all about Canada. I thought it was a great date.
Yeah.
And you really got to see, I feel like she's someone that we haven't really seen, gotten to know very well. And I definitely feel like, I didn't even know she lived in Canada. That's how much, like, I feel like we don't know about her.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And then they did go ice skating, which was cute. But then in the night portion where they do get to meet the family, that's where it got sort of awkward in a way, or uncomfortable, because Serena just starts questioning everything. Can she accept a proposal at the end? Is Matt the one for her? And she just starts questioning everything. And
I think that her sister's comment about saying like, you don't look smitten, which is literally what I've been saying since day one, is what set her off. Like, I think she already was in her head, and then her sister like making the point, she was like, oh shit, I'm not the only one that thinks this, like someone else sees it. And then I think she totally just spiraled.
And when you see somebody question the relationship, you know, or at least most of the time, that they are either going home or sending themselves home. And following that hometown date, Matt does end up going to Serena's room, and it did catch her by surprise, and they just talked about their relationship. And Serena, she told Matt sort of straight out that she just wasn't in it anymore. That I think she said the words,
she said, "You're not my person."
He wasn't. Yeah, and that's where, you know, we don't really see that much in terms, I mean, I think last season with Brandon, he was sort of beat up by his like sort of still not over his past relationship, I think it was. But like, she was just like, you're not my person.
That was a tough pill to swallow, because Brandon was like, I'm not ready, I'm not over my past. But for her to be like, you're not my person after like you've been in this for how many weeks and like you're just realizing mm-hmm. now that like you don't see a future with him, like at least Brendan was like, I would love to have a future with you, but I just still don't feel like I'm over my past. Like, I feel like that's yeah. two different things. Okay, so we didn't record last week, so we didn't get to talk about her one-on-one, but I was very uncomfortable watching her one-on-one. I know that she said mm-hmm. that she didn't like the date and she was very vocal about it, but I think it's a bunch of BS because I personally know that, like, from someone who tried out for The Bachelor, like, they make you fill out a, like, 40-page long questionnaire, and you have to tell them what you like, what you dislike, what your fears are, like, I mean, everything. They want to know your favorite teacher. They want to know, like, literally mm-hmm. everything about you. And the fact that, like, she went on a date that she, like, came out and said she didn't like, which you've never seen before, because they don't put you on dates that you don't like. I think
yeah.
that she was, for the first time, that close to him and up and personal, and she realized she didn't like him as much as she thought she did. And mm-hmm. so to cover it up, she was like, okay, I just don't like this date. I could tell the whole date. I was like, this girl does not want to be here. She's so uncomfortable. She's so awkward. Like, she looks miserable. Yeah. And, like, it doesn't matter if, like, even, like, me, I'm not athletic at all. Don't, like, never have been. But if I was taken to a date, like a sporting event, or I had to play a sport or something, I still would have fun because it's someone that, like, if you truly care about that person, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You enjoy their company. Yeah. You have a great time. But I'm sorry. I could go on a tangent, but I think that she hasn't truly had, like, full feelings, and I don't know why it took her this long to realize it, mm-hmm. but I feel bad because you could tell, like, Matt actually was upset. Like, he was not expecting it. And I think he planned on her moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And what I found so funny was when she walked him out, it was like she was sending Matt home, yeah. which had me dying laughing. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, opened the door for Matt or whatever, and Matt got in the car. And then, like, he was crying in the car, or he was upset yeah. in the car. And it's like, Matt is getting sent home. And not him sending Serena home, which I thought was so funny.
Yeah, it was really mm-hmm. weird. I mean, I don't know. I just, so obviously, like, because she went home, the three are an automatic stay. Mm-hmm. And it's always so funny to see because they don't tell the girls. So obviously all the girls are like, where is she? Like,
yeah.
is she not coming? And then he tells them. But like I said before, he calls Michelle first, then Rachel, then Bree. And they end it with Bree being like, I'm really hurt that he chose me last. Like, I feel like I should be nervous now. So next week we have Fantasy Suites. We will see how that goes.
Well, I think next week is Women
Tell All. Oh, no, all sorry. First. Yes, and Tell All, or Women Tell
All. And then the week after will be the Fantasy yes. Suites.
Women Tell All is going to be so interesting. I'm very excited for that. I hope, mm-hmm. I really hope that those girls, especially with everything that's going on with Chris Harrison and him wanting to call people out, I hope that he fucking drills those girls because it was on camera and everyone saw how much influence they were.
Oh yeah. And I heard that they haven't said it yet, but speculation has it that they will announce the next Bachelorette at the Women Tell All. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, I do think they're going to go into Victoria and Anna, and I'm sure they'll have interaction between Jasenia and MJ, which would be interesting. Because MJ blatantly lied, and that was all on camera for us to see as well. Yeah. But Matt grew out his beard for Women Tell All, and it looks scruffy. And that'll be funny. But his hair is really short and his beard's really long. Yes.
So after everything that's going on with Chris Harrison and all the, you know, we won't get into it, but all the racial stuff that is going on and everyone standing up for Rachel Lindsay, do you think that we heard rumors that Katie was the next Bachelorette? Do you still think mm-hmm. that Katie will be the next Bachelorette after all this has gone down?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think so.
I think they're going to, I think, or I hope, because if they're smart, if they go ahead after all this happens and they choose a white Bachelorette, people are going to give them so much flack because they're going to say, okay, so you did it once. You made a change for Matt and for Tayshia, and now you're just going backwards.
But also at the same time, Katie has such a great case to be the next Bachelorette. She was one of the best girls in the house, and what I think is perfect about her is that she stood up for bullying. And with everything with Chris, that's a form of bullying. Yeah. And I think it's a powerful message that we don't stand for this stuff. And the bigger person always will prevail, okay. I guess. But also I wanted to add in, I was just going to say quickly that it's rumored that Dal and Claire are working on their relationship and that they're back together.
There's pictures of them kissing on the beach. That's so stupid. She's an idiot. If that stuff is true about him, she's so stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's me. That's bullying. But that is not smart to go back.
Yeah. It doesn't look good. I hope at some point they come out and talk about it if they're a couple in the media, just to not hash things out, but explain everything mm-hmm. and maybe give people a better understanding of what's going on, what happened. I mean, they don't have to. They really don't have to. It's their private life.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people want to know, and they are. She was the last Bachelorette.
I hope that moving forward for Bachelor's sake, I personally, as much as I love Katie and I was rooting for her to be Bachelorette, I hope that it's not her. I hope that it is someone like Michelle or Brie or Serena, someone of color. It could even be like Jacinia or Maggie, anyone, because they will show that Bachelor is continuing to learn and from their mistakes and break the stigma of, this routine of the same cookie cutter Bachelor, Bachelorette. So we will see. I'll be interested to see. And obviously, as many people know, the final Women Tell All is the last thing that Chris will be on for a while. Yes. So we won't see him on After the Final Rose. We will only see him on this and then the week after, and that will be it for who knows how long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited for Women Tell All and for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. But that pretty much wraps it up here on After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. If you don't already, make sure to follow us on Instagram at @ATFR_podcast, as well as on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. Make sure to turn on notifications for those so you know when we post. Usually post on either Tuesday or Wednesday, but just so you keep in touch, make sure to turn on notifications and make sure to like. So we will see you next week when we talk about Women Tell All, because it is going to be juicy and I'm sure the girls are going to go at it. We're gonna have a lot to talk about. You for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, bye guys. Thank you.